Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Atul Pawar with 14 plus years of experience into healthcare operations and management. Today we will be dealing with the chapter number 10 of Revenue Cycle Management, Future Trends in Revenue Cycle Management. The introduction to innovations in revenue cycle technologies has brought in many changes. The transition from traditional to cloud-based money management in healthcare has helped into transforming technologies and reshaping the financial management. It has also emphasized on efficiency enhancement, cost reductions, and financial stability. Some of the key technologies which include a cloud-based system like AI and ML integrations, predictive analysis, cybersecurity integrations, patient-centric solutions, and automations have helped to have innovations in revenue cycle technologies. Cloud-based money management. Adaptation of cloud-based solutions has revolutionized the financial operations in healthcare. The benefits of it include enhancing the accessibility, data security, and cost effectiveness. It features enhancement of virtual valves, remote accessibility, and simplified maintenance. The examples of it is basically doctors checking out the bills remotely and administering the assessing of the financial report on smartphones. Currently, all the bills are being converted into PDF formats and shared through various means of communication by telegrams or WhatsApp, which would enhance or which would enable a patient to have a proper access to doctors for the beneficiaries of how the bill has been generated and how the bill has been calculated. It has impacted into money management, reducing the hardware dependency and enhancing the accessibility. How exactly the benefits of cloud financial management has helped? It has increased the efficiency, basically understanding how the bill has been generated, a standard format has been followed, how exactly the bill has been converted into a different segments and how different segments or different verticals of the healthcare are being taken into consideration to generate a full-fledged, under one roof billing. Improved collaborations, all different verticals of the healthcare are coming under one roof to give a one bill structure to the environment. Enhanced security, because of having only one bill structure, the security purpose of not paying off one particular division or one particular vertical of the healthcare has been taken into consideration. Improved scalability. Due to this, we are able to understand the bill generated is of insurance, cashless or cash purpose, and are able to know how exactly the bills could help into financial or revenue management cycle. And increased visibility. Understanding the different verticals and parameters of the bill has improved the visibility of the bill, of understanding how exactly the bill is being structured and which components of the healthcare system are being charged wisely for the patient. Artificial intelligence and machine learning. This proves a revolutionizing effect on the financial management purposes. The functions of this data analytics, pattern recognitions, and predictive insights have helped the in revolutionizing the bills in a structured format. Application of this basically are in range of revenue predictions to expense forecasting, as well as it's helping in the decision making behavior of a patient. It also encompasses various continuous analysis, error reductions, and informed decision making. The significance of it is helping or empowering hospitals with financial intelligence and strategic forecasting to analyze how exactly the billing structure would come into place and how exactly the billing structure would go ahead in further requirement. Predicting the money trends about how the historical data was captured, how the algorithms are predicting the financial trends for the particular conditions, which would influence the seasonal factors, reimbursement factors, or patient demographic. There are certain demographic areas where billing charges are more. Just to give an example, the billing structure of or South Mumbai would be different than what it would be in the suburbs, or what would it be in the remote part of the adjoining sectors of Mumbai. So understanding the patient demographic, the seasonal fluctuation, like during rainy seasons or during the winter seasons, the peak seasons for respiratory disease conditions would increase. Reimbursement rates, the functionality of how the planned surgeries would take place during March, April, or during post Diwali, or probably during the November, December area seasons, where the planned surgeries would take place. How exactly this seasonal fluctuations or seasonal enhancement would help in predicting the money trends. Application involves into revenue forecasting of expense projections and resource allocations. So understanding the peak flow of seasons for a healthcare organization, and understanding how the expense projection of manpower, resource allocations, and conducting any additional project would come into place. Benefit entitled the proactive planning, risk mitigations, and operational efficiency. Understanding the peak seasons and peak outflows and seasonal fluctuations with patient dynamics, we would be able to understand how exactly the planning of particular segment of a healthcare could be taking place, and what exactly operational efficiency needs to be taken care during this peak seasons. Crucial in guiding financial decisions and long-term sustainability. Understanding how exactly the slack seasons would affect into manpower resourcing, or probably resource allocations and resource manpower salary configurations during that time. Keeping money safe with cyber security. Since the current trend is having all the data secured on the cloud-based platform, addressing the cyber security challenges associated with the digital financial transactions and the threats from malicious attack or data breaching or financial fraud is to be taken into consideration of how exactly the digital flow of money is taking place. Solution encompassing how the encryption of all these accessible tools or intrusion detections could be taken into consideration. So cyber or probably IT department comes into crucial role in understanding how exactly the security part of the cyber security part of a healthcare organization in keeping the money safe could be taken into consideration. Importance also lies in how exactly safeguarding of the financial assets and ensuring the confidentiality with maintaining the trust is taking place. It also involves a role in protecting the cyber threats and promoting the compliances and enhancing resiliency. The integration of seamless operations, basically there's an effort to break down departmental silos and fosters the collaborations. The component include integrated EHR systems, ERP softwares, and healthcare analytic platforms. Having different integrated tools which would be integrated with a common platform, which would indulge into giving a seamless operations for all the healthcare billing part or portions, could help into understanding how the healthcare analytic platforms are being performed. The benefits basically helps us to understand the real-time information sharing, process optimization, and also improve the decision making of a patient, like having the flow of the patients, registration from billing, finance, and administrative department integrated together with having other departments of healthcare verticals like diagnostics or a pharmacy or a pathology for that purpose involved into the same kind of billing, finance, and administrative process, and coming under one roof to give a integrated billing to a patient. The impact is evident in enhancing the efficiency, interoperability, and teamwork to know how the seamless operations are being carried out. The patient-centric approach for financial solutions is addressing the concerns of how the financial transparency is happening. It initiates how the digital billing portals, upfront cost estimations, or flexible payment options are being initiated. Benefit, which entitles how the empowerment or financial literacy promotions are being conveyed. There are different programs which enables the payment plans, discounts or educational resources. So currently most of the financial institutes are being giving away financial options to the hospitals to give a seamless operations for any financial constraints the patient has been facing, where a EMI system or a upfront financial options has been given through different verticals or different modes of payment. There is an impact to enhance the patient experience, reducing stress levels and promoting a trust level among the patient, which would help in patient-centric financial solutions for the patients. There are some fixing problems with automations. The utilization of automations, AI-driven system for proactive use is a resolution currently. This is giving a real-time monitoring, error detection, as well as automated corrective actions for all the features which are coming in place in money management part of the healthcare. Benefits basically encompasses of efficiency, enhancement, accuracy, revenue cycle alterations, or any minimal access which has been done through the digital portals. This benefits encompasses how the efficiency of a particular automations is happening. This also helps in minimizing the financial losses, enhancing the transparency, and streamlining an operation. The future outlook focuses on leveraging technologies for ongoing payment and financial management. With the introduction of AI and ML, business operation, optimizing the processes, and informed decision making have been redefined in a different way. There are different algorithms which empowers or learn or recognize the patterns in and predicts the outcomes of a particular disease condition or a healthcare conditions or a surgical conditions, which helps in adaptation of AI and ML to reshape the industries in healthcare as well as finance, manufacturing and retail. The business basically leverages these technologies for insights, automation and innovation. AI and ML had represented pivotal shift in how the business operates and innovates its restructuring or probably its ongoing operational process. In healthcare, basically AI has aided into diagnostic, drug discovery and patient care. Most of the software used in pharmacy or into the healthcare practices currently help us to predict the drugs. Basically understanding the medical conditions help us to predict the drugs in advance. We have to if a case of a malaria comes into play, understanding the cause of the patient, drugs are being predicted into the software, which we have to just evaluate and recommend to the patient as a healthcare provider. This kind of AI tools have helped into reducing the errors as well as help us to navigate to the drug formulary in a better way and understand what amount of drugs are available in the current pharmacy and could predict the drugs which could be given in future for the further management of the patient. ML manages the risk, detects the fraud, as well as personalize the customer experience. Manufacturing industry, the AI has optimized the production and predicted the equipment failures and reduced the downtime. With the help of AI and most of the biomedical equipments which are used into the healthcare, they produce a report which of the calibrations as well as the downtime errors as well as the errors which are supposed to be caused in future. Some of the technologies which are being used in MRI and CT currently automated learning, the Tesla tools which are being used in MRI are been giving automated results for a patient without having a radiologist concerns covered into it, which has to be just formulated in a particular way of a disease condition. Currently, retail of any of the pharmacy basically has been having a personalized recommendation of what would be the additional drug requirement a patient might need, or predicting when the drug is been allocated to the patient and might need the further drug evaluation. If, for example, a person has been told to have a 10 days drugs to be taken into consideration, and patient has purchased only 5 days drug, the further 5 day drugs automated response or automated message is being driven to the patient's mobile to say to tell them to purchase a new drug availability. So this kind of response of AI has helped give up real-time support to the patients and in enhancing the customer experiences and revolutionizing the operations of a healthcare system. The challenges basically are ethical use, basically addressing the concerns of data privacy, because understanding the patient's requirement, that giving away the details of the patients to the system, where system directly automates or regulates the information of the patients and sends a report or probably sends a reading to the patients, would cause a data privacy leak or probably bias system or a transparency inheritance in AI deployment. Talent shortage, because investing in the training and upskilling of this AI and ML expertise would meet a high-end demand or probably would be a investment protocol for a healthcare provider. So the talent shortage is definitely out there. There is an infrastructure need to know how exactly robust this infrastructure for scaling and performance of this AI system would come into place, because AI system coming into place for a shorter version of a healthcare provider would not be so cost compliant to a bigger system. Regulatory compliance, there are some navigating legal frameworks which has to be ensured ethical and legal AI practices are being carried out. There are some challenges for ethical consideration and talent shortage, infrastructure needs, as well as regulatory compliances, which are to be taken into consideration while implementing AI and ML tools across the healthcare system. The future outlook basically understands in knowing how deep learning or how advancement of this deep learning would push into the borders of the AI. The natural language basically understanding the NLP enables the human-like interactions and understanding, where our interactions with the patients happens through a robot or a bot, where directly collaborations with the patients doesn't happen. A human-centric approach has been lost, where a patient might feel, even if there is a human touch involved into it, the patient, the robust language which has been used, or probably the recommendations which are being given are based on the AI learning, and these are not individualistic approach which would not feel for a patient to have a interactions involved into it. Similarly, the reinforcement learning, like which drives the autonomous system or adaptive behavior, understanding how the patient reacts to a particular bot or a particular AI tools, is how the reinforcement of learning would happen. But to have this reinforcement learning, if a repetitive segments are getting giving us a wrong information, that same learning would drive into the error marking of a AI and would generate a negative customer satisfaction report or probably negative output of the same. From autonomous vehicle to personalized medicines, AI and ML have opened doors for limitless possibilities, but it has some restrictions which would be counter in future. The future of AI and ML compromises innovations, efficiency, and value creation across the industries. Understanding the blockchain technology, what exactly has been done in the blockchain technology, Blockchain is a digital ledger where transactions are recorded and stored. So whenever particular transactions or a particular interactions are happening, these are recorded and stored securely at one location. These transactions are immutable. Once recorded, ensures transparency and permanence. Blockchain decentralized and distributed across a different networks of computer nodes. The transactions are then grouped into blocks and linked together to form a continuous chain. So any transactions which are happened, these are then decentralized to different networks of the computers or different levels of the healthcare, different verticals of the healthcare, which are then grouped together into a different blocks and linked together to form a continuous chain. This ensures there is a security, transparency and immutability in recording all the transactions which are happening at the different verticals of the healthcare. Now, integration of this blockchain is helping in revenue cycle management. By enhancing this transparency, security and efficiency in different sections, patient registration, like just for an example, it would be like patient registration, where patient's information is stored with reducing errors and refundables. Then it is transferred into claim processing, where the claims are being generated, which creates a transparent record about what the patient's name or initial data is all about, and would help in minimizing the billing errors and fraud, because the same information is been of the patient's registration is been needed by the claim processing unit to initiate the claim. After sharing the same information, the claim processing, the patient registration data is been transferred to claim to process the claim. The additional data from the claims to understand what is the billing cycle which has been generated, or billing pattern which has been generated, it has been forwarded into payment process, where patient registration data of initial details, claim processing data of what exactly the estimations or what exactly the billing processes has been done, is been captured to the payment directly, where payment process facilitate and secure the automated transactions to the patient, where either it would go for reimbursement or revenue recognition, which would have a real-time tracking of reconciling of the financial transactions. Just to take it in a broader aspect, when a patient is registered into the hospital, the entire detail of the patient is been captured into the healthcare information system, which is then reflected into the billing cycle or any other department for revenue recognition. And while patient is been discharged, the same record of the patient is been taken into consideration for developing a new bill or a final bill of the patient's entire revenue cycle, which has been generated across the all verticals of the healthcare. This enables the real-time tracking as well as reconciliation of the financial transactions. Just to understand it in a better way, the pictorial representation of this would be: patient has done a different transactions at different verticals, which has been shared into a centralized system, which would go into server. Probably it might go to the insurance or a diagnostic companies to understand how exactly it has been processed, and it would be distributed across all the verticals or user devices of the patients, where nursing staff would generate certain data of the clinical matters, doctors would give the prescribing doctors would give the records of what the records of the patients are, clinical details of the patients are. The consulting doctor would evaluate the needs which are being assessed during the admission purpose. The tracking devices data of the patients would monitor what is the current status of the patient is all about. Understanding the current status, the requirement of the surgical or medical management of the patient would be done, and thus the patient would be discharged. Adding all this structure into place, all these data are collected from the different interfaces and will be stored under one unit in the server, which then is reflected back to the insurance company or the payers in a particular way. This is basically an understanding of how the blockchain-based e-healthcare system works in a healthcare system. Now, what are the benefits of this integration of blockchain integration? The transparency. It provides the auditable records of the patient. It understands the reducing, it helps in reducing the errors, frauds and disputes among the patients, because all the records are being monitored, or probably there is minimizing errors due to pre-feeded data. Security, basically all the data are being used with the cryptographic techniques to ensure that there is security of data and transactions which are happening. Streamlining administrative process, because multiple usage, multiple data feeding is being done, but is under control roof itself. Efficiency, because all the data which has been collected are automated, and the automotive task helps in administrative processes to know how the chain of the reactions are being going. Cost saving, because manpower cost is reduced, the flow chart, the flow management is reduced, as well as the time, the TAT has been reduced for that particular segment. It helps in data integrity, ensuring how the accuracy and integrity of the data through all the immutable records or all the immutable sources are being transferred from one data, one portion to another in a definitive way and could be calculated in a proper way. Major challenges and consideration. Interoperability. Ensuring the compatibility with existing IT infrastructure and standard. All the to ensure that AI or ML helps into capturing the data or gathering the data, all systems or all vertical are to be integrated with the IT infrastructure, which would enable the transfer of the data in an ease. Scalability, adapting the blockchain networks to all accommodate all the growing transaction volumes, to understand how all the blockchain networks are being taken under one roof. There are some navigatory regulatory compliances with navigation of this required data to be transferred from one department to another. So data privacy and security comes into place to relate to how exactly the data is being transferred and what is needed and what is not needed in different verticals and different departments of the healthcare. Resource constraint, investing in the technology of infrastructure and understanding who would be able to retaliate or probably help in transferring or capturing this data by talent acquisition, into knowing and understanding how this data would be going from one phase to another. Education and awareness, the continuous training of the staff of about the blockchain and benefit and risk involved into the data transfer has to be taken into consideration, and the continuous education and awareness of all the stakeholders involved in this blockchain are to be taken into consideration. There are some new laws updated for existing regulations of this MI and AI and ML existence. Then the importance is to ensure all the legal compliances and patient safety part are taken into consideration while having this all regulatory challenges intacted. There's impact on operational procedures and healthcare delivery systems altogether in understanding the regulatory challenges, as there are certain information regulated by the government which are not to be shared and which can be harmful for the patient's information. These are continuously improving, and this would take some years to develop and probably some years for learning to understand how exactly the AI and ML functions could be more useful in healthcare. There's continuous assessment and adaptation of internal policies, as AI requires major data or multiple data to be implemented or taken into consideration. Regular assessments and adaptation of some policies has to be taken into consideration. The collaborations with legal and compliance experts for interpretation and implementation of the transfer of the data for that purpose has to be taken into consideration. Also, some regulatory challenges of the staff training and education programs are to be taken into consideration, where some non-disclosure agreements or probably some legal firm authority has to decide the compliances related to the staffing, to know which data is to be revealed and which data is not supposed to be revealed amongst the insurer or probably the healthcare provider.